Well, with a forecast of 30s and 40s below, wind chill wise, it seemed a natural segue to talk to Mary Casanova about her new book, Ice Out. This is Minnesota Reads on Northland Morning. Hey, Mary, good morning. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning, Lisa, on this cold, frigid morning.
It is indeed. I think we should start off by having you read just a little section from your book. Kind of, obviously, it deals with the weather a little bit, and it just sort of sets the whole thing up nicely.
I will start from this very opening passage. Folks try to predict ice out the day ice goes off the big lake, but it's always a guess. Sure, Rainy Lake may look solid, clear to the Canadian shore. That's when a guy makes mistakes. Some dumb cluck drives his Model T to his island cabin and goes through losing the whole thing, front grille to back fender. The change happens slowly, and the ice becomes unpredictable, unknowable as your girlfriend. One day you think you know exactly what she's thinking. You think you can tread safely from one shore to the other. But you'd be wrong. Nothing is what it seems. There's a whole honeycomb quality about the ice. It changes from within. On the surface, it goes from white to silver to slate gray to black. Black ice. That's your warning sign.
There it is, a Minnesotan's life summed up in 3-4 paragraphs.
I'm sitting here on the, I live right up by International Falls, a little town called Rainier, and I'm watching the, I'm looking out my window at this historic lift bridge that connects Canada and Minnesota and was built 110 years ago. And it is very much this setting that inspired writing Ice Out during Prohibition era.
And Ice Out is a sequel, in a sense, to Frozen. I don't know whether it's whether they actually call it a sequel or whether they call it kind of a follow-up, and I'm guessing that, the choice
word
of is, words makes it
the
difference.
Word these days is companion novel.
Oh. I mean,
it could be read alone, but of course the readers of Frozen will recognize Sadie Rose from my first book, but this is truly Owen's story. I thought I was all done writing Sadie Rose's story and writing about this era. I'm this 19-year-old character, son of a creamery operator who was very ambitious. He started to nag at me. And it's like, I have a story, so I had to write it.
Mary, I'm curious, especially, I guess I have weather on the brain today, and we have,
yes.
we've had this stretch, we haven't had these, really horrible wind chills for a while, and so I guess I'm kind of out of practice. But when you write a novel set in Minnesota, or when you particularly write a novel set in Minnesota, what part does the weather play?
You know, that's a really great question. I think, as Minnesotans, we all know that weather's a huge part of our lives, and we talk about weather because it's dramatically changing all the time. I really lean on winter and the weather and that whole event of when the ice goes off the lake, a big lake in the spring. It's a big event. I weave that into my story and use it also as a metaphor for what my character is going through. For instance, ice out, that time when everybody's waiting for spring, it's often preceded by a violent storm that pushes that ice and drives it off the lake ultimately. And similarly, my character is completely changed when he experiences, gets involved in events that turn violent that are related to Prohibition and smuggling booze across the border.
What was the appeal for you of writing a novel in the Prohibition era? Of course, there are many, many different historical eras, and they all have different fascinations for an author, I'm sure. What was this era? What was the key to this era for you?
I think knowing this setting, living where I have lived up on Rainy Lake for 35 years, I feel like I know the weather and the lake in many ways in my blood. And then just being right, literally a stone's throw from the Canadian border, I'm often thinking about what life was like some time back. So I think this very setting has intrigued me. And then when I learned some of the events that actually had happened, I said this story in 1922, I absolutely had to write about some events which happened to include the murder of a sheriff and a deputy in our county in 1922. Many locals here don't know about that. I hadn't known about it, and it just led to doing a lot of exploration of what kind of events were happening at that time.
One of the magical things, I think, about rural places, about places in the wilderness or where there aren't a lot of people, is that it's very easy to imagine the way things must have been, because human beings haven't left quite the same stamp on the environment that they have in a city.
You know, that is so true, and that's why I kind of think about it. Looking at this historic lift bridge as I am right this moment, it looks very much like it would have looked when it was built 110 years ago. This bay hasn't changed very much. There might be some electric lines that are up that weren't there earlier. But, yeah, it looks very much the same. So it isn't so hard for me to transport myself back into time, especially once I sink myself into the historical details and the research of it.
Well, and if you are a lover of history or a lover of a go, I guess, to put that in air quotes, it really is fun to imagine, and you find that your mind kind of goes there. You wrote
right.
This story now about Owen. Is he quiet now? Is he sad? Is he happy with the book, or does he have more stories?
I think Owen's story is I think he's pretty well launched in life.
Okay.
Yeah, very tumultuous year, as readers will find in this book. But I think that sometimes those hardest times in our life are the crucibles of our life that really define and shape us. And that's the time in his life that this story focuses on. It's sort of a do or die time of deciding just who he is. And he makes some really bad choices that lead to some tragic consequences. But he learns through it. And I think that's the part that always can give us as readers a sense of hope or empathy, some takeaway from a story that's, even if it is set way back in time.
It's fascinating to talk to authors because they have imaginary people that talk to them.
It's true.
And you need to treat their imaginary people with respect or else. So it's, it's interesting. I feel like I'm uniquely qualified to do that in many respects. So, Mary, thank you so very much for joining us. It's always a treat to talk to you. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Lisa, thank you, and stay warm.
Yes, and you too up there, okay?
Okay, will do. Take care.
Mary Casanova from the shores of Rainy Lake this morning here on KUMD. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.